The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
With so many people living longer, the fear of outliving your money becomes a reality for many of us. Will I be a financial burden? Will I outlive my money? How will I be remembered? My name is Neil Himmelstein, president of Main Street Planning Group. Please contact me by visiting mainstreetplanninggroup.com. That's mainstreetplanninggroup.com, or call 631-647-4694. I will introduce you to strategies that will guarantee you will not outlive your money, that can guarantee you will not be a burden on your loved ones. Through a collaborative approach, we will uncover solutions that offer tax-efficient strategies, lifetime income, and legacy planning. Choice, organization, direction, and education. That is the code we stand behind. Contact mainstreetplanninggroup.com. That's mainstreetplanninggroup.com, or call 631-647-4694. And listen to me every Friday at 3 p.m. as I host the Main Street Code for Financial Success right here on 103.9 LI News Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Main Street Code for Financial Success. We help hundreds of advisors, attorneys, and CPAs across the country with their insurance needs and insurance questions and all the complexities regarding life insurance, annuities, long-term care. And we help many, many clients as well in their needs in discussing these. And it's very complicated, and we like to make the complicated simple. Today, we are very fortunate with us, and our code is choice, organization, direction, and education. That's our code. And our guest today, we have a special guest today, Cheryl Cazzarato. And Cheryl is a senior associate with Kona Elder Law. And the Kona Elder Law specializes in the area of trust and estates and wills. And Cheryl has a specialty in litigating trusts, wills, and estates. And what does that mean? So, Cheryl, how can somebody get in touch with you? And two, just describe it, what you do.
Sure. Thanks, Neil. So, Kona Elder Law, we are a mid-sized firm in Melville, New York. If you need to reach us, our number is 631-390-5000. That's the best way to reach me. So, we specialize in all areas of elder law, including estate planning, estate administration, guardianships. However, my main area of focus is wills, trusts, and estates, with a strong focus on estate litigation. So what is estate litigation? The way I like to describe it is I guide my clients through probably one of the most difficult times of their entire life. They just lost a loved one, either a family member, a friend, a neighbor, somebody that they were close to, and they are now fighting a family member, a neighbor, a loved one, about the assets of that deceased person, either in their trust or their estate. So I guide my clients through the process of obtaining what they believe is rightfully theirs, or fighting against someone who they feel is taking from them. It is a difficult area of law to practice, and it's really counseling those that are grieving the loss, but also keeping their, they feel principled, and they want to fight for what they believe is right. So that's a brief summary.
And one of your areas of focus is very important, and I've had lots of personal experiences with that, not only with myself and my family, but with many clients, and this is something we talk about. And I think your job becomes busier when proper planning isn't made. And I think we talk about planning all the time. And even if you're doing a simple will and you don't have a lot of stuff, if you have jewelry or artwork or things that you want specific people to get, and you don't put that down in paper, what kind of problems? I mean, I know what kind of problems it created in my family. Is this something you see often, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what keeps me in business. Improper planning is what causes trust and estate litigation. So you give an example of personal property. There are two ways to really devise personal property. One, during your life, you have to make a gift. And there are legal requirements to making a bona fide gift. But if you don't want to make a gift during your life, then you have to leave instructions through a testamentary instrument, a will, a revocable trust. If you don't do that and you don't do it properly, typically with an attorney, then there could be litigation. You know, one example I have, and I bring this up all the time to my clients, is I had a family member, a son of a deceased mother, who was fighting his sister over a cup.
Yep.
And he expended, I would say, probably about $50,000 to get this cup. It was extremely sentimental. It was a kiddish cup in the Jewish religion. But without proper planning, nobody knew where this cup was supposed to go. And there was only one cup. So that is one example of why it's so important.
No, it happens all the time. My oldest brother, I'm one of five boys. My oldest brother passed away, I think, about 32 years ago. And he was an artist. And he had a lot of artwork. And he kind of wanted everybody to have some of his artwork. But to see my brothers and my family fighting over which piece of artwork they wanted and not, and, you know, it really caused a big mental problem for me in dealing with my brothers. And it really enlightened me to some of the little things that could become big things. The other area that I find that is very common, and that I've discovered throughout my life, is that wills, when they're made, don't necessarily need to be filed anywhere, and they get lost, or they're not certified, or, you know, things happen in wills, and you know, I'm sure you can share an experience about that, where people rewrite their wills and they don't tell people, and all kinds of problems occur there.
Yeah,
you agree?
I mean, that's probably one of my largest areas of practice. Probate contests, issues with lost wills, issues with wills not being done properly. In New York State, there is a specific ceremony that must be followed before a will could be considered valid. And what I tell my clients is, a will is just a piece of paper until a judge declares it to be valid. It has to go through the probate process. It's not like a trust. So if you lose the one original will, and you being the testator, the person that signed the will, if you lose that during your life, the courts view it as if you revoked that document. That's why if you want to prepare a will, it's very important to do it with an attorney, because typically an estate planning attorney, they will keep that original will in their office. And that is so important, because if the attorney loses that original will, they merely just have to file an affidavit with the court saying that they were in possession of the will when it was lost. So will contests, lost wills, I mean, this is a key area in my practice.
Now, certain things don't pass by will. One of those things, and I talk about this quite often, is life insurance. And life insurance, as you know, is done by documents, done by 401ks, also retirement programs. There are certain things that aren't part of the will. No matter what your will says, if that document says X is my beneficiary, that's who the beneficiary is, isn't it?
For the most part, you know, a beneficiary of a life insurance policy could be the estate of the decedent. And if that's the case, it could go through the testamentary instrument, the will. But just because somebody is named a beneficiary doesn't actually mean they're a beneficiary. And this is where I come in. Neil, for example, you know, you have a life insurance policy. You name me as a beneficiary because we're longtime friends. But then you get very, very sick, and Joe comes around and Joe says, Neil, I'm putting a gun to your head. You better make me the beneficiary. You pass away. Who really is the beneficiary? Well, legally, the document says it's Joe, but Joe unduly influenced you, took advantage of you in a time that you didn't have the ability to know what you were doing. Cheryl, I'm going to come in and I'm going to say, no. I'm bringing a proceeding against Joe because he did the wrong thing here, and I'm actually the real beneficiary. So just because the document says somebody's a beneficiary doesn't really mean that they always actually are. And that's the world of trust and estate litigation.
And, you know, it's crucial that you review your plans, because guess what? I mean, in your lifetime, things do change. People get married, they get divorced, they leave the first spouse as their beneficiary, or they have one child, and that one child is the contingent beneficiary or the beneficiary with the spouse, and lo and behold, they have another child. They may have another family. They may have another. But, you know, it goes right back to those documents if they never made changes, and then problems occur. You know what? They say it's, you know, one of the things you can lose after you pass away is you can lose a lot of your assets to taxation. But one of the biggest areas is you want your assets to go where you want them to go. And you need to review your plan on a regular basis to make sure things are accurate. We're going to go on break just for a minute. You're listening to the Main Street Code for Financial Success. If you need to get a hold of me, I'm at 631-647-4694. And we'll be right back after a quick break. Thank you. To the Main Street Code for Financial Success, and I'm your host, Neil Himmelstein. If you need to reach me, and if there's any questions you have whatsoever about your insurance, about what type of coverage you have, what coverage you should have, if you need to make changes, if you have a policy that you bought within the last couple years from MetLife or ING and the company is no longer servicing your policy, you need to call me because life insurance policies have changed dramatically and continually are changing, as well as long-term care insurance. We have providers leaving the state of New York. Policies are not getting funded correctly. And, you know, we have with us today Cheryl, who's with Kona Law, and she's an expert in legal litigation of administering wills, trusts, and estates. And, you know, problems come up. You know, some of the problems that come up is when people have a life insurance policy and they have the wrong beneficiary or not the right beneficiary designation. One of the other things that we find happen is as they get older, they may stop paying for that policy. It may lapse, or they may lose the policy, or they frequently lose the policy. They lose their will. People can't find the will. They don't know what direction it is. And that's when Cheryl's firm gets hired to help you administer that will. And that's when controversy happens, maybe between your siblings, or maybe if you're a parent, you don't want your siblings to fight after you're gone over your remains or over your possessions. And I've seen people get in fights over ashes. She, you know, before the break, she talked about a fight over a Kiddush cup, that somebody spent $50,000 fighting over a Kiddush cup. I've seen people fight over the ashes of the person who passed away. It's just, if improper planning and not a regular review of your planning creates problems. Now, one of the other areas that Cheryl and I were talking about before the break is the role of a fiduciary of either a will, a policy, an insurance policy, or just an executor of the estate has what they call a fiduciary requirement. Can you explain what that means, Cheryl?
Sure. So a fiduciary is somebody that a grantor or a testator will appoint to administer their trust or their estate, either while they're alive or after they're deceased, depending on the type of instrument. But for sake of clarity, let's talk about what an executor does under a will. So if you draft a will, you will appoint somebody called an executor. And what an executor will do is they will marshal your assets after you pass away. They will invest them if they need to do so. They'll sell your home. What they're required to do is act with undivided loyalty and respect to those beneficiaries. I mean, that's who their job is really for, the beneficiaries. In trust and estates litigation, some issues that arise are executors or trustees who don't really do what they're supposed to be doing. And I'll give you an example. An executor is supposed to sell real property for as much money as they can possibly get for the benefit of those beneficiaries, because after the property's sold, they'll distribute it to the family members or the friends or whomever the decedent appointed as a beneficiary. What happens if the house is valued at, you know, $800,000? Somebody comes in and buys it for $300,000. that executor right there breached their fiduciary duty. They lost $500,000 that should have been payable to those beneficiaries. So it's extremely important to appoint an executor, a trustee, or a fiduciary that you think will do a good job for your beneficiaries.
And you bring up a great point, you know, about responsibility. If you're a trustee on a trust, you're responsible. So, if, for instance, if you have a life insurance trust and you have a trustee on that trust and you have a named trustee, that trustee has a fiduciary responsibility in that the premiums get paid so that that policy doesn't lapse, or could have a responsibility for investments and making sure things are properly invested even before the person dies or after. So, you know, before you appoint a trustee, make sure that the trustee on your will or your trust is someone that you
trust.
There you go. Thank you for filling in the blank, because that's so important. And I've talked to clients about that. And I'll never forget when I was doing my initial review with these clients who had a nice size estate, and we were talking, and they had just seen an attorney and they had just been with a financial planner. And I looked at the will and the trust, and I'm not an expert, you know, in that area, but I know enough to be dangerous. And I asked them a few questions about what they had just done. And I asked the gentleman, do you trust your wife to handle your money? He was right in front of me, he said, absolutely not. She has no interest whatsoever in handling the money. I go, then why is she the trustee of your trust? I go, that's a problem.
Definitely.
So, and whoever the attorney, listen, not all attorneys, and this is a very important point, are specialists in drafting these documents. You want an attorney, just like I'm an insurance professional. You may have investment professionals. They may not be insurance professionals. I'm the first one to say, I know enough about every field, but I am not a specialist. Okay, I go to specialists and I work with specialists, and specialists come to me and I go to them to work as your team to help you make sure all your documents and everything goes in the right direction, because if you don't, problems arise. Planning eliminates, as my pep theory,
yeah.
Planning eliminates problems. So you need the good have, and you need a financial quarterback in any planning you do. So you take that one person, whether it's your insurance advisor, your attorney, and you make sure that you put together your financial team, your CPA, attorney, and financial planner, and it could be an investment person as well, and you want to make sure that you have a quarterback that coordinates that. I volunteer very often to be that quarterback, okay? And if you don't have a team together, take the person you trust and have them put together that team for you so that everybody is acting in your best interest all the time. Would you agree?
I agree completely.
You know, having that financial team is the key to success. Any good team, whether it's a sports team or an estate, has a team. And that team needs to play together well or it doesn't function. If the life insurance is not properly set up in an irrevocable life insurance trust, or the beneficiaries are not set up right, or you are expecting the life insurance to have a cash value growth of 10% and it's growing at 2%, and the life insurance all of a sudden has a big loan on it or it's going to crash, you have a problem. So in working with firms like Cheryl's firm, I recommend that they take, when they do their review of all the assets, is to take the life insurance policy and say, hey, Neil, take a look at these. Are they performing? Is that company still in business? Is that company going out of business? Is the dividends paying what they thought? Do they have to put more money in? Can they reduce the death benefit? Do they have to change the beneficiaries? Should this be in a trust? Has the attorney set up a life insurance trust and the policy's not put in it?
Exactly.
That's a huge issue. You know, they do this and they do the planning with the attorney.
Yep.
And then the insurance policies are outside their estate and they become taxable to their estate.
Exactly.
So they may have not had a state tax problem, but now they do. So we look at this stuff every day of the week, and, you know, that's what we do. So I think we work great together with firms like hers, and you know, I'm very glad Cheryl came today to talk about some of these issues. So to recap just a little bit, you should do an annual review of all your life insurance policies, your wills, your trusts, estates. You should know a secure place, and you should have a family member know where it is. If there's any filing, you want to make sure it's done correctly so people can find your stuff. If the eventual happens, life is short. We never know when things are going to happen. And Cheryl, thank you so much. How can I get a hold of you once more time?
Thanks so much for having me, Neil. I could be reached at 631-390-5000.
And my number is 631-647-4694. It is a gorgeous day here on Long Island, and, you know, really glad to see the sun starting to come out. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.